But yeah, we see. Pause. Randy, are you? Do you want to do this right now?
I'm just listening.
You just look like upset.
No, I'm cool. This is like my resting face. Also, like,
no, you like normally look different when we.
Yeah,
like,
but record. Also, I had like allergies today, so that's why I keep like rubbing my eye. I'm cool. I'm locked in.
Okay.
I'm just tired right now. We're already like halfway through it, girl. I don't even.
Okay. I'd say exactly the same thing. I'd listen to this. I'd say the same thing. But okay. Where did I stop?
Do I look that bad? You've asked me like 3 times. I'm just like.
You just look upset is like what I'm saying. Like, you don't normally like look like this, and you're like sometimes like you'll talk back and you're like into it, but you're just, your vibe is off right now.
I just think that this week was like, there was like not much to talk about, so I'm kind of just listening and chiming in where I feel necessary, you know what I mean?
Sure. Okay, I'll put you on my back.
What's going on? What is even happening right now? I'm about to take a shot.
I took her to the island. Lil shorty, she be wildin', yeah. Cause I always got a smiling, she can't stop. Yeah, I always got a smiling, she won't stop.
Baby took me to the island. He told me I be wildin'. Cause he always got me smiling, I can't stop. Yeah, he always got me smiling, I won't stop.
Hey, it's Randy.
It's Jordan.
And welcome back to the Pull You for a Chat podcast, the podcast for the hopeless romantic.
And those who are just hopeless. And for all you lover boys and lover girls out there, this is our final Love Island edition. Womp, womp, womp.
So sad.
That little like inflection thing I just did reminded me of like, I genuinely think I could karaoke the hell out of Beverly Hills.
I told you yesterday that it would be such a good karaoke song.
I know, but like I could do the audio, like the music instruments too.
I know, Jordan. I was listening to you like full on like, do the freaking solo yesterday with your mouth. I was,
yeah,
it's what is happening?
That's like wow, 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 wow.
Lord help me.
It's a skill. Not everyone has it.
So let's just dive in. What should we start with?
The final week. I mean, as always in like Love Islands of yesteryear, it always tends to slow down once couples are. Why are you looking at? You've never.
Because why were you being? What? What is he doing?
He's just trying to get comfortable.
He was preparing like to dive in the couch. That's why I was like, "What is going on back there?"
It's chaotic over here in this household. We are one and the same. We share that one brain cell that Lee and Rob share, but it's a me and Gus brain cell. But anyways, as always with Love Island, with Love Island, just stop looking at him, Randy.
I'm not looking at him.
For those of you guys who are listening, we're on video call right now, and my dog is just in the background trying to find a good spot on the couch. So, but like I was saying, one more time, third time's the charm. It always tends to slow down in like the final 2 weeks or so once the couples are more established and there's not too much going on. You know, we're just like kind of cruising into the finals and people are just there and they're loved up and coupled up. So
boring.
Did we touch on Cassie coming in last week? If we didn't.
Yeah, we touched on it. We touched that she was coming into the villa. She's here now because that's where the weekend started. The week started at the recoupling.
No. We need to start with that heart rate challenge. Because we didn't talk about it last week.
Oh, I thought it was last week.
Mm-mm.
Started off the week.
Well, yeah. We need to talk about the heart rate challenge.
Oh, well, that was the most exciting thing this week, except for the finale.
Can I just say? First of all, I don't know how the boys beat the girls because none of the girls
missed. There is no way. I'm sorry. There is no way.
None of the girls missed. Like, they all killed it. And 2.5 of the guys did good. Everyone else, men-wise.
2.5.
Harrison. Like, he didn't suck.
Wait. Really?
I'm giving him
That's
a point.
interesting.
I'm giving him a 0.5 because comparing him to
Thor.
Kendall and
Oh.
Aaron and Cordell, dog.
I like
Like,
Cordell's. I thought he was so funny.
it was the lisp, like the like he was really like he was committed to that bit, like the lisp character. It was funny, but I don't count him as like raising your heart rate, like sexy raise your heart rate. Like that was just silly.
I think he's so hot. I think Cordell's so hot.
That did it for you?
No, it didn't like do it for me, but I thought he did better than Harrison.
Harrison made a
You know,
funny.
some guys are hot, and then some guys can act sexy, if you know what I mean. Like, you know, some girls, oh, Kim Kardashian, perfect example. Like, she's considered a sex symbol, but like once she like if you watch her show and she tries to be like sexy, same with like Kylie Jenner, they just can't do it. They're so like awkward about it, and that's how I felt about Harrison. It's like
You know
he's
who else?
hot, but he can't act hot. You know what I mean?
I, you know, what's crazy is that I'm even counting him as a 0.5 is I don't find Harrison attractive. Like,
Yeah, that's why
genuinely.
I was so shocked when you said that.
Yeah. Like, I just think because I'm comparing him, like, right now, like, I wasn't even including Cordell in this equation, honest to goodness, because I just didn't even, like, it wasn't even registered for me. But, like, if we have the top beautiful, like, I would Rob and Miguel's performances, like, I literally. Crazy.
Yeah.
If we have Rob and Miguel and then Kendall and Aaron on opposite end of the spectrum, Harrison's right in the middle for me between those two, which is why I said he's a 0.5.
So Miguel and Rob 100% absolutely did it for me. But
Look.
it's so funny because they're theater kids who got hot. You know what I mean?
Rob
Both
came
of
out with
them.
that cowboy outfit and I said, "Hold up. Like every bad thing I've ever said about you, Rob, I take it back." Take it back right now.
Seriously, yeah. You can tell they're little actors, and honestly, kudos to them. They put on a show for sure.
Well, and Miguel, what really tripped me up about his performance is like the fire bit. I said, this can't be his first time doing that. Like he put his hand over the fire, grabbed the fire, and then like choked Leah. And I said, I'm sorry. Where Like, how does that just come off the dome? Like, there's no way you just thought of that right now. But anyways, those two were really good. And then the rest of the guys were just kind of like, okay. You
Yeah.
know, I think
Hard to
anyway,
watch.
it was very painful to watch the rest of them just because there was like no sex appeal. And then like, who was it? Was grunting. And I was just like, please turn it off. The whole thing. But all of the girls killed it. Like every single one of them was crazy. And so I just don't understand how the boys won that challenge. That's just my piece. But anyways.
And didn't it say that Kaylor got their heart rate up the most? I was very shocked by that. And Janae didn't
Yeah, it was like
get anybody's.
Kaylor.
I just feel like that was. I'm not saying it was a stunt by production, but no way Janae only got one move in.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I think, first of all, I do think production rigs across the board, like they rig like the results of this heart rate challenge to cause drama. But Janae was talked about the day after by the guys in the villa of how good she did. So I'm like, there's no way Janae only raised what Kenny's heart. She didn't even raise Kenny's heart rate, did she?
No, she didn't. I think Kaylor did. And
I don't think Janae raised
that's the
anybody's
thing.
heart
When
rate.
Kaylor went out, they were like, ooh.
Well, Kayla was the first girl, wasn't she?
Yeah.
That sometimes does it too, where it's like the first one where you're just like, oh my gosh, like you're nervous and
They get
excited. But like,
started.
yeah, but I like there's no way because I don't think Janae raised anybody's heart rate, which is a lie, which is a gosh dang lie. Because no way, no way. Because she, like, even the next day, Aaron and Rob, like everybody was talking about her. But I digress. It was fun. It was exciting. It was cute. And that's where Cassie came in. And I was skeptical about them bringing in Cassie, but when she was there, I was like, dang, I do really like her. Like, it was refreshing to have her on the screen. I know she had her season last season, but I was like, I wouldn't have been mad if she came in earlier. Like, again, like, I know she already had her season last season, but I think she's a fun breath of fresh air. She came in just after Rob broke things off with Daniela. We won't get into that just because it's a non-factor at this point. The season's over, guys. Like, we don't need to rehash all of the things,
I have no
but
opinion on Cassie.
oh.
Side character. He was just there so Rob could stay till the end. So,
yeah, they were gonna bring her in. What my theory is that they were gonna, and maybe I said this last week, but that they were going to. Oh, okay. Well,
You can repeat it for like anybody.
Well,
but I'm just saying,
no, y'all need to listen to last week's.
I'm not repeating myself. Go back and listen. You'll find out what I said.
I'll do a kindness. Anyways, all I said was last week that Jesus production for sure planned to bring in Cassie and Harrison earlier, but I think all of the post-Cosmo more drama lasted much longer than they anticipated, and it was like so rocky in there that they didn't want to like stir the pot anymore, so they changed how they brought them in, because it's assuming they're supposed to both enter like around the same time, if not like shortly after one another on the same week, and they brought Harrison in first and then brought Cassie in the next week. So yeah, what's your opinion on your opinion that was your opinion on Cassie, that she was just like a side character?
Yeah, I have no thoughts on her. I mean, her and Rob got it on. I guess they had some sexual tension lingering from the season before. They didn't really have a deep connection. It was just kind of like a less thing. They got it over with. And I don't think they're going to be seeing each other outside of the villa for real. So, yeah, she didn't really add any, I don't know, content. I don't know. Yeah, she was just there for me.
All right. What's next? I mean, the next big thing that happens that week is the Mr. and Mrs. like challenge where they get asked questions. And I think it's funny, like the shift in how this challenge went a few years ago. Like originally it was like asking questions about your partner, right? Like, oh, what's their favorite color? How many siblings they have? And then someone in production's like, no, we need more drama. So they said, what's your opinion of your fellow Islanders? And they started asking more targeted questions to stir the pot, which I thought that was a genius shift in the mood and the tone for how this challenge goes. So, yep, Mr. and Mrs. Challenge. And I mean, the couples at this point in the challenge are Rob Cassie, Aaron Kaler, Serena Cordell, Nicole Kendall, Janae, and Kenny. I think that's it. Randy's so done with me. I don't know. I'm just talking, y'all.
No, like, I'm not. I think you're overthinking it, because like I don't know. Either way, yeah. Okay, so they did the Mr. and Mrs. thing to compete for family time,
which
family,
I
call
thought
back homes.
I genuinely enjoy when families come to visit in Love Island. So I think it was a bummer that not everybody got a video call home to their family. I didn't like that.
Yeah, that was really irritating. And that is, although they've like done their absolute best this year, like Emmy nomination television, I think that that's one thing they do need to change next year.
Yeah, it was just like, why? Like, I didn't like that. Like, it's always so fun to see everyone's families come in. But anyways, I will say, as soon as they had announced that's what the prize was, immediately I said, I hope to God Kayla and Aaron win.
Yeah,
because her mom's been piping up on social media, and it seems like she has a lot to say.
And honestly, so the winners of that challenge, literally, so Kayla and Aaron won. I think that they rigged it, because they had a lot easier questions than the other Islanders.
And there were some questions they didn't show, according to some screenshots of, like, answers that we didn't see written down.
Yeah.
For, like, Janae and Kenny and, like, other people.
I think that they got, like, an unfair advantage. But I think they obviously did that on purpose so that Kayla's mom and dad could confront Aaron, which, genius, if you ask me. And then they got to pick two other people. So literally there was just two couples that were left out, which was kind of fucked, because like you couldn't make time for them to talk to their family on FaceTime for like 10 minutes. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But so Aaron and Kayla got to pick two other people. They chose Kendall and Nicole because they were in second and they're competitive and crybabies. And I think it would have been a huge deal if they didn't pick them.
I think that would have been
honestly
super rude if they didn't choose them. Like,
yeah, and they would have been pissed, because they're very competitive anyways. And they really miss their families. I seriously, maybe it's the trauma, but 6 weeks is not that long. Like, I do call my mom like almost every day, but I think I could kick it for 6 weeks without being emotional over a FaceTime call. I don't know. That's just me. That's why I could never do Love Island. Like, they'd be like, Randy, show some compassion. And I'd be like, huh? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, people just have different relationships with their families, right? So, I mean, I also feel like I could do 6 weeks, but I would miss my mom, you know? Like,
I mean, I would miss them, but I'm not, like, crying. It's not like I'm not going to update cry her. Like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't update her on, like, every aspect of my life, so it wouldn't be like, oh, dang, I need to tell her all these things. Like, there's a million one things that happen, and she hears about, like, two. You know what I mean? So, but I get that. But I mean, they all seem to be extremely close to their families. And yes, yeah, so they chose Jesus, Nicole, and Kendall, and they chose Serena and Cordell, which I was really like happy for too. And then yeah, the next day we see Aaron like sweating, like he's like, oh my God, Kaylor's family. He's so nervous. He wanted to make a good impression. Rob's trying to hype him up, like all the things. Kaylor gets on, she starts crying, of course. And we quickly see that just like her daughter, Kaylor's mama can't stand on business either.
Well, actually, I don't 100% agree because she was talking to Kaylor about it and she was telling her her feelings. But when Aaron came on the screen, I think she did that for Kaylor because I feel like my mom would do the same too, Loki, because she wouldn't want to embarrass me on live television. Fair. You know what I mean? Because my mom could talk crazy about somebody, and then if we get in front of people and I'm still like with them and attached to them, she'd be like, well, fuck, can't make you look stupid, even though you're making yourself look stupid, can't yeah. Add gas to the fire.
I get like Kaylor's a grown adult, right? Like I get letting your kids make their own decisions, but I was dying at her sister, the only person standing 10 toes down behind it, because she said, do you really like him, like for real?
Yeah.
Kaylor said yeah, and she goes, oh,
that's different. See, that's different. As a sibling, 100%. Like if it were my daughter, whatever. Like I'm just gonna stand beside you and whatever you choose to decide. My sibling, I'm gonna speak some so life into funny. You because that's crazy. You're embarrassing yourself, baby. Stand up. Like yeah, if Peter and Tina were on there, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Literally. And her brother was like, stop crying.
Yeah,
and I can tell she didn't take it seriously, but I'm like, you need to take him seriously. He's telling you the truth. But okay, I just don't like, speaking of Kaylor's mom, she did have a lot to say online. Like she's making a bunch of comments, like talking about how great Kaylor was. You know, she doesn't only drop F-bombs, she stands firm, she doesn't take trash, you know, doesn't take shit from guys, which I'm like, that's suspicious because she's doing it on national television, but all right. And then just like a bunch of stuff, and then she started like attacking the other girls kind of for no reason, and I really didn't like that.
Wait,
she,
what are you talking about?
Kaylor's mom had made it, she was going on a rant where she was getting mad at the people, various people who were commenting on Kaylor online about like her eyes being puffy because she's crying so much, you know, whatever. And then her mom was like, and I think it's so crazy that Kaylor's the only natural girl in there, and she doesn't have fake boobs and fake this and that and blah, 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 blah. And she has real blue eyes. Like, and it was just, like, weird. I was like, why are you bringing up the other girls in the villa right now have nothing to do with what you're talking about? Like, you're just trying to put them down to, like, big up Kaylor. And I was like, I just didn't like that. Also, baby, please do not act like Kaylor does not have lip filler up the yin yang. Like,
yeah,
be so for real.
She's got a lot of lip filler.
And it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter. And it doesn't change her worth. And it doesn't change her
also,
value.
Serena's completely natural.
Serena completely and natural. Sierra, I would go to say, were completely natural.
No, Sierra had lip filler for sure.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, either way, I just
not
like
that it
I
matters, just, but yeah. Serena, I haven't. It's a, and the reason I'm even bringing that up is like, in Love Island, you don't see a natural girl very often.
No.
Like, you just don't. And that's okay. It's cool. Do what you want with your body. But Serena, beautiful, untouched face, untouched body. And her body's T. Face card doesn't decline.
No, truly, Serena is like, I'm trying to find her mom's comment. It doesn't really matter, but she was just like saying a bunch of stuff about like Kaylor's gonna break up with Aaron, blah 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 blah.
I do think she's gonna stand on business when she meets him in person, 100%.
Her mom, you think so? Oh,
Absolutely.
here's the comment. She goes, I'm so oh, her mom had some very, you're gonna have to blur this word out, or I'm just gonna blur it out myself. She goes, I'm so tired of watching them R word her dignity for crying. Like,
Yeah.
she's equating what's happening to Kaylor to sexual assault. Like, man, it's not that serious. Like,
It's crazy, but also that's how, like, unfortunately, that generation speaks.
yeah. And then she just
Not trying to make an
quickly.
excuse for them. I'm
No.
just saying I'm not surprised.
No, I get you. And then she just says they hate her because she cries and is in pain. Then they start saying she's fake. She's the only contestant on there without fake boobs, no tattoos. They go for her eyes. Okay. And I just didn't like that, but that's enough on Kaylor's mom. They talk to her a little bit on the call. Then they bring Aaron over, and they're all like making nice to the Aaron. Her grandma comes in. It's cute or whatever. And then Aaron's family joins the call. I need to know expeditiously who in his family is Spanish because all of those people are very British.
My abuela in a British accent is crazy.
The abuela had a British accent too. Like
Excuse me?
whom in your
Who? Like,
family
be so
British?
serious. Be so serious.
I need to know. I need. Is it your grandpa? Which one of y'all? And her name was Sharon. Your grandma's name was Sharon. And I just okay, nice. Aaron family. I guess like his mom was pretty reserved in that call, and he did say afterwards that like she was upset with him, so she's kind of trying to like keep it like locked in. But I do feel for some of the I do feel for the families and loved ones of the Islanders, especially if they're some of the more unpopular ones, because like you just kind of can't escape seeing all these negative things written about someone that you care about, and that must be really hard too. You know what I mean? But anyways. They have their cute little call or whatever. Then we have, who is next? Nicole and Kendall? Yeah, Nicole and Kendall are next. And Nicole just starts crying. She's an only kid. She's super close to her family. She starts talking about like her ex. We don't exactly know what happened there, but it must have been something crazy for her to like try to protect herself, the way she is regarding relationships and whatnot. Kendall comes in. It all goes well. Kendall's sister, beautiful.
Oh my God. One can only hope to look that
Get her on
Yeah,
the
my Kindle.
island. Like, she is crazy beautiful. And their call, like, all the calls kind of went good. We see Serena and Cordell hop on their calls. Serena's family is really sweet. I could tell her brother and Cordell were gonna get along. Like, I could just tell. And there's like some funny comments kind of made about like what Cordell said about long-term goals and stuff that his
She's
family
a
hops
thing.
on. Yeah. And I know we didn't get to see all the phone calls. I don't remember who it was, but I think it was Kendall said, or someone said that Kendall got to talk to his dad, but we didn't see that phone call. So like they probably went on for a while. And all together, it's just like
I think Cordell's dad was so kind and so sweet in the things he said. Even Odell, when he was on there, it wasn't like very superficial. He was just like, they both really were speaking life into him. And I was like, wow, what a great dynamic to have, especially like from men and in general. You know what I mean? They
I
were
didn't
really
get that from
speaking
Odell's
life into him.
call.
What?
His call just felt very like surface high level to me. Like I
What?
was just kind of like
No way. He was like, I'm so happy for you, like finding somebody. I'm very excited to meet her. I thought it was really nice, really
I'm
kind.
not saying it's not nice. I'm just saying I don't consider that like deep. You know, it just felt very like high level to me, but I'm not saying that in any negative way. I'm just like, that's just their relationship. But I did really enjoy seeing, again, I love Family Day, and I think the villa, like you could tell the vibe was just altogether different. I love how happy everybody was for all the people who did get phone calls. I thought that was really sweet. We saw a cute moment between the trio, because Serena's sister was, you know, inviting her sisterhood extension to them. So that was really cute. And they really like doubled down on this whole PPG thing. And that kind of leads us up to the final dumping of the season, which they're like reading out in no particular order. The first three couples who get saved are Nicole and Kendall, Janae and Kenny, and Serena and Cordell. So left standing are Rob and Cassie, Aaron and Kaylor, and Leah and Miguel. And you could just tell everyone thought Kaylor and Aaron were going to make it into the final. You could just tell.
So delusional to me.
Their opinion.
So delusional because, like, be realistic. You're in a villa with these people. You know what happened firsthand. And I get that we get edited parts and stuff, but we know what happened, and you actually know what happened, and we know what you saw. For you to think that America would support somebody like that is actually insane. Like,
yeah.
Especially after the comments in the game comments. Mm-hmm. Like, that didn't give you an inkling of how the world felt. Like, I don't know how they were so shocked, honestly.
I think it's crazy because, like, everyone who's come out of the villa has had such a different opinion on what's actually going on in there and about the people and the couples in there than it seems like we've had out here. And so I'm like, what is it like living? Like, I feel like to come outside and see what people are truly saying and thinking must be so jarring when you've just been existing on a different, you know, thought process and like playing field. Like, I can only imagine what that was like. But thankfully, the final four were what I had hoped and dreamed for. Kaylor and Aaron went home. People were shook. Lee and Miguel made it into the final. And
nobody
then
was as shook as Nicole and Kendall. Like, they were like, that's so fucked.
They didn't even like clap
when Kendall said that. Yeah, they literally just looked, and then Kendall was like, that's so fucked. And I said, why is that?
Yeah, you can tell that, like, and the like in the in no particular order thing must be like not registering for them, because I feel like they probably are thinking that Lee and Miguel just beat out Kaylor and Aaron for the final spot, where it's like, no, baby, you guys beat out Kaylor and Aaron for the final spot. Like, that's none of y'all are at the top, you know.
After that, the next day they do the dates, right? No, they do the wedding challenge first.
Do they? Oh, yeah, probably.
The wedding challenge, but there wasn't really anything too interesting about that. I mean, there were no,
just,
like,
it was just content. Yeah.
And then they did the dates. The dates were so cute.
I did fast forward through Kendall and Nicole's date, but I loved, like, coming back to it when Kendall was talking about it with the guys. And he said, yeah, I told her I loved her, but she didn't say it back. I said, hold the phone.
Yeah, because I was like, how did you get so far ahead? I literally started before you. And I was like, that's crazy. And I text you and you're like, huh? Wait, which part are you on? I'm like, he literally just told this girl, I love you. And she goes, I think I could get there soon. Like, what? She didn't say it just like that, but basically that's what she said. Like, her face was literally like, And I get the trauma. I get all that. But, like,
yeah, I don't necessarily
pretend
blame
at least
her.
You're on candid camera. Like, you
saying I
that
love
man.
You is a big deal, truly. Like, you don't just want to come out and say it. Like, and realistically, they've known each other, what, 5 weeks? Like, that's, like, crazy to me. I told you this. Like, I remember, like, it's been quite some time, y'all, since I've been in a relationship. Like, at least 2 years. But I remember when I was with my ex, like, I knew I had loved that person weeks before we had even said it to each other. You know what I mean? Like, it's not something that you're just gonna be like, oh, I feel it, so I'm gonna say it. Like, it's, there's like a build up to it. And I guess for Kendall, it was his build up, right? I guess everything's compounded, the tensions are higher. Love Island works on different time, but I don't blame Nicole for not wanting to say it back. I truly don't. He was really beat up about it though. He was crying in the confessional.
Better than crying in the club.
But, like, damn, that's tough, Kendall. And the next date we have is, did you see, wait, back up. When Kendall was telling the guys that, Kenny's face, it was taking me out. He was literally like that meme of that girl in, what was it, Judge Judy or Judge whatever? And she's just like sitting there.
Yeah.
It was so funny. R.I.P. Kendall. And who was the next date? Was it
Janae and Kenny? No, no, no. No, they weren't. It was Leah and Miguel.
Leah Miguel's is cute.
It was
real
cute.
ATV
Nothing
ride.
Crazy happened.
No, they're just like, they're literally just like, if they were on the outside, they'd be probably like 5 dates in by now, just from
Yeah,
seeing this.
honeymooning, it's very like cupcakey still, but you can tell that he's catching feelings for her.
And then Janae and Kenny next, I think, or Serena and Court. It doesn't really matter. Let's talk Janae and Kenny's date. They had that cute little tree. Like, I texted you this, Randy. From After Sun, we knew that like what their date was gonna be, but like I did not expect that many words and letters from their friends in that tree. If I was Janae and Kenny, I would have been overwhelmed. Like I'd be like, there's no possible way I could read all these things.
I would definitely want to keep them though,
I
like so that I could read them afterwards and stuff. I just wouldn't have read them all right there. But yeah, that's super fun, super cute. It
Super
was,
cute.
yeah, it was a cute date.
They got letters from their moms respectively, which was sweet. And then final date, Serena and Cordell, who got to watch a movie. That was cute. Cute little
That was
movie,
cute.
like their love story. And that was really fun. And then they have their little final night in the villa, which was like kind of sad. I was like, dang, like this is really it, you know? And then they go into their next day where they're getting ready for the finale. They have this cute little like prom kind of moment where the girls come out one by
Like a
one and like the
spa,
guy.
yeah. Like a spa day.
Now we're at the final day or like the final, I don't know,
Finale?
like finale.
Finale.
Yeah, add that E. The finale, and they're d doing their like declarations of love, which I thought everyone did a really good job, and they're very like all the speeches are very authentic to like the person. I thought it was really sweet.
I don't think they expect Miguel to be in his bag like he was. Man
Look,
was poetic. He,
is
that's a
it?
dangerous combo. That is a dangerous combo. Poetic, romantic,
Emotionally intelligent.
fine. Yeah, emotionally intelligent. Like
Ooh,
that.
kind of the full
Lock him
package. And
down. Lock him down.
it sounds like he's getting over his commitment issues. Like, I don't
And
know.
I don't think he really, honestly, by watching them, I don't want to say I don't think he had them. I think he more or less had like not commitment issues, but like just a traumatic past that he was trying to overcome. You know what I mean? Which could have caused commitment issues, but I think he's a lover boy for real.
Yeah, what? That's a good man, Savannah. Love you,
Good man.
Miguel. Yeah, his speech was really good. I thought Leah's was cute. Everyone's was really cute. Nicole did end up telling Kendall he loved her, and you could tell how shook Kendall was because he was like, I will say, I was a little bit moved by their speeches. Not as moved as the other Islanders who were literally crying their eyes out at their speeches. At Nicole and Kendall's, but when she said I love you to him, it like the fact that like he just like hugged her. It was such an intimate hug where like he just you know I don't have words to describe it. Go back and watch it if you guys haven't seen it. But I thought it was like so sweet and just like so real and raw. And then when they sat down, he goes, "Did you really mean that?" Just like, okay.
Yeah, he's like dead ass.
He's like, for real, for real. It was cute. And then Ariana Madix comes out, little baddie.
Oh my God, she just gets better by the day.
Who's
Okay,
her team?
abs,
Shout out to
the
her
abs,
team. Right.
insane. Keep them by your side for life. I'm not playing.
They
Eight
will
down.
not steer you wrong. They have not steered you wrong yet. And so she comes out and then she's about to announce, you know, the order. And in fourth place, as a surprise to everyone in the villa, but not a surprise to the general population, Nicole and Kendall. And you can say, I loved during this whole thing how shocked Leah and Miguel were. Like, they were like, oh, like everyone was kind of shook. So Kendall and Nicole go third. I'm sorry, fourth. Third is Janae and Kenny, which I was not
I
expecting.
was shocked by that one. But then I get it. Leah has a pretty big following, which during
She's
their
at
talking, she's
1.3.
like had the biggest following since Molly Mae left the villa. And Molly Mae had a huge impact on like Instagram after Love Island.
Well, I think it's Molly Mae and Ekin-Su hit that mark because Ekin-Su had over 1 million by the time she left.
Yeah. Ekin-Su was, yeah, but I think she had also like a little bit more of a following before because she was like a full on modeled. I think she did like Miss America and stuff. So she, not to discredit her, but I think she already had a little bit of a following. Molly Mae did not have that big of a following, and that was insane.
Yeah. But yeah, Leah, she's over a million, which again, yeah, hasn't happened in years.
And I don't think that's happened in USA at all.
No way. USA has never been as big as
closest as was like moment. Selly, maybe mm-hmm. Selly and
Justine.
Yeah.
Like there's USA in general has not been as big as it has been in this very season, in this very moment. It's had a whole new like atmosphere, like just in the brands talking about it, like just the different networks talking, like it's a hit now, you know, like everybody's locked in, people are talking about it. Here's
the thing about American shows, I feel like when a reality TV show like hits its peak here, I feel like it only goes up. I haven't seen a lot of TV shows in America that have hit their peak and declined at a rapid rate. So I'm really excited for the future of Love Island USA.
I will say I'm really nervous for the future of it, and then also what like Love Island, and I love it. I'm not one to be mad when things that I love get like really popular, but like I will say I am kind of like nervous for like what a world where everyone knows what Love Island is looks like. You know what I mean? Like, it makes no sense, really. But I'm just like, oh, it's gonna be different. You know, we're all in. We're all in the same club.
I think we're gonna get hotter people too, because they're like, damn, maybe I should be on this. And it's like, yeah, better bombshells really for the girls.
I just really hope that they really vet people during this casting process, because I think with this also comes people who are just wanting to blow up. Right, like,
well, I think that's the case of everybody.
Yeah, but like, you know how some people are at least like straddling both fields, like both like schools of thought, where they want to find love and they want to like do the real Love Island experience versus like they're just there for, you know, the vibes. Go on Love Island Games for the vibes, you know, like you're just there for money and fun. But anyways, all that to say, Leah and Miguel were second, and this was the first time I was nervous, because I said, hold up, what is going to happen in this vote? Like, what is going to be the actual outcome? But of course, Serena and Cordell win, Black Love. There's this fire screenshot of this fire picture of them with, like, it's blacked out.
Yeah, literally fire. Literally. They're spinning the fire around them. They have, like, the traditional dancers there.
Oh, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, where it's black.
And it's that's from that?
Yeah, from the dancers spinning around them.
Okay, absolute gas.
Yeah, it like, was such a good picture.
It's so good. Serena and Cordell win. Leah and Miguel get in second. And they're just, like, happy to be there, too. Like, they're really just happy.
They're just like, fuck.
And they're just like, okay, like, that's exciting.
The funniest comment to me, though, that I think we skipped over a little bit, is Ariana, before she's announcing, she goes, oh, and at the end, we'll see who goes home either with $100,000 or $50,000 to each from the couple. And Cordell goes, damn, I forgot we were I forgot this is part of the thing. I was like, that is so funny and so real of him to say that.
Yeah. Speaking of like prize money, Marco from last season apparently had a parlay on the freaking winners of Love Island, and I was like, that would have been such a good idea, especially for the season, because the polls were not lying to us every single time. We knew what the results are going to be because of the polls, right? Like, I could have made a quick little buck off of
it. I always forget that I can bet on other stuff.
Yeah.
And I would be so good at betting on reality TV. Like,
bro,
listen to the podcast. Look at my track record.
Like, I could have bet that Serena and Cordell would have won. Like, are you kidding me?
What? Next time.
I'm so mad.
I'm on your head. I'm at Hollywood. I'm gonna be like, Dad, give me 100,000 on Cordell and Serena. And he's gonna be like,
right.
On who? Serena Williams? No.
Who's Cordell?
Beckham. Cordell Beckham. Close to Odell. Little brother, not in the NFL. And Serena.
Right. I just genius idea. I just am not part of that world. Like, I really
And the thing is, I am. That's why I'm so like, I am. I don't know why I didn't think of it. You can literally bet on anything.
It's kind of crazy because we also work at a casino, but like, I'm just not.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm like, what the heck? And my dad was literally there yesterday. I really blew it.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, Margo, congrats on your 43K that you won from betting on this freaking thing. Congrats, whatever. And he won last year too, so it's like, okay, whatever. But anyways, that was it. It was really sweet. I thought it was such, like, what did I text you? And I was like, this was such a sweet, sentimental, warm, like, whatever, like, ending to the season. It was really, like, it had me in my feels. Miguel cried. He was crying by the end of it. Like, and I was so touched for that because that's my man. Do you remember that? It was like, it wasn't
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
Yeah, he cried.
That stuff doesn't do it for me.
It does it for me.
I try to relate so hard in the, like, book club group chat because you guys are all so cute and you're like, I literally teared up and I'm like, fuck. That must be nice to feel that way. Like, it's like, give me nothing. Like, cute story, but like, give me something, God.
Yeah. Well, and that was that. And that is the end of Love Island 2024. And it was beautiful. It was a fun ride. It was a wild ride. It's so fun to see how many people are so invested in the show. And like, I literally just came from, me and my coworkers were having like an end of season happy hour about Love Island to like debrief, because we would just talk to each other every morning to like discuss and break down episodes. And, you know, I just love that.
It's so funny because I even had like Kyle's a guy that we work with. He came up and was like, Randy, do you watch Love Island? And I'm like, do I watch Love Island? Baby, take a seat. Let's talk about it. Let's unpack. And so like, everyone, just random people just talking about it with me.
Oh, he goes, Kyle?
Yeah.
Love him, little baby.
I know. I was like, oh, I'd love to discuss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, it's the best. There is some decent post Love Island drama happening already. Like, one day post finale, people have been online. After Sun this past week was actually really good. I don't think we'll dig into it if things like stick. I think we'll have like a coming back to the island little episode once they do the reunion.
Yes, and I mentioned, I was like, I think I said, what was I saying? I was just mentioning something about a reunion, and Jordan was like, I don't think they're doing a reunion. It's like, sometimes they do a reunion, and I think this would be the perfect group to do the reunion with.
Yeah, and I was like, well, they just, like, normally don't do a reunion, right? Like, it's not, like, par for the course. But then, like, they announced reunion, and I said, okay.
So exciting.
So we'll have, like, a little come back to the island to discuss and break down the reunion episode, and like any of the post Love Island drama that stuck around for the month and a half in between now and the reunion. I hope there's a lot, because there's a lot going on right now. Heart goes out to Kendall. He had some like intimate bits leaked, which is really unfortunate.
And I don't even really want to touch on that too much, because like, I feel like that's just going to spread awareness of it, which sucks. Revenge porn is so disgusting to me. Mm-hmm. And anybody who dabbles in that area of being an evil person should burn for eternity.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how you feel about the person. That's just not okay. Like, that's just disgusting and disrespectful and like evil behavior, truly. Mm. Aaron's out here making Kaylor look silly again. Caught her in
throwing up gang signs. Baby, go home. UK needs you.
Caught her
on your toes. Chill out.
Yeah. People just have a lot. Words are flying right now because they're on the post island press tour. So
yeah, I also feel like he will be hate crimed if he stays in America too long.
Not hate crime. I'm just, because you're real. British. What, people are gonna throw beans at him?
Yeah, smack the beans and toast at him.
Okay, do we think Kaylor and Aaron are going to be together by the reunion? I do think they will be still. I said that backwards, but I still think they'll be together by the reunion.
No.
You don't think so?
No, I think they'll at least have at least one break by then, and they'll be figuring things out.
My thing with Kaylor at this point, because she's doubled down behind this man so many times already, that like, my pride would be too high where I'd be like, we're just gonna have to fake it till we make it for at least 4 months.
Yeah, but
like, we're just gonna have to write it out for 4 months and say we gave it a good old try.
Yeah, but I don't think it'll be her decision.
Ooh, you think Aaron's gonna
skip? Oh, absolutely. It's gonna take one Latina out there.
Andrea walks
one Latina. Welcome to America, baby. Don't let him go to Florida. Don't let him go to LA. It's over for you.
He's in LA right now. They just posted their touchdown in LA.
And those girls will be sliding into his DMs just to prove how.
Just to prove they can.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were talking about that because there's a personal situation going on where with me, but the whole concept of like people getting with someone else in a relationship is so crazy.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And I touched on this a few episodes ago. Literally, men who are married or in relationships, like 75% to like 90% of the time, will let you know that they're in relationships, which is absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just like, for the girls who like, I just, the thought process to be like, oh, okay, that's fine. I just don't understand it. And I don't want to understand it.
Could it be me?
It's like that one book we read in book club. The very first book club we had.
Oh my God. Don't even, that's just irritating. Like even thinking about that book, like don't ever, I love Taylor Jenkins Reid. In her universe with, not the first universe, her first three books, I don't recommend, but the Evelyn Hugo universe, so, so good. And we read Maybe in Another Life, don't do it. Not in this lifetime, don't do it.
Yeah, I think it's hard to read a book when the main character is unlikable. It makes it hard.
It's also really hard for me to, which this happened not in the last book I read, but like two books ago and the last book club book. And I just cannot stand when a woman is so down bad for a man.
Yeah,
I can't relate to it. It's when they're like, he walked in and I could feel my heart pounding in my chest and I couldn't even speak. And what do you mean by that? What do you mean? Like, I cannot relate to that. And it's so irritating. And every time they see this person, they're like, can't breathe, or they fumble over the words. And it's like, God, could you like get some personality?
Wait, hold up, because I'm remembering this one time at the casino, this one guy had like walked in and like held the door for me. And he was one of the most beautiful men I've ever seen in my entire.
I remember you texting me about this.
And I felt sick.
It was like, okay, would you feel like that every time you saw him though?
No.
Like you be, yeah, if you begin to like this man and like, I just can't. Like, come on, babe. How can you be in a relationship with somebody if you, like this happened to me at the casino. Like somebody was building up the courage to come and talk to me. To ask me out. And it's like, damn, if it took you 48 hours to even like say hi, what would we do on a date?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah. Just being down bad. Like, I think
maybe I'm just a bitch.
Could be. Sometimes Randy will say something to me and like she'll be like, or maybe this. And I'm like, it could be both.
About this,
about two that. Things could be true at one point in time, but no, I mean, so like, yeah, I feel like after a certain point in time, it just becomes unrealistic to like always have those like crazy, like can't breathe, can't speak, can't motions around someone. Like, you're gonna want to feel comfortable, no, about the person you're like, yeah, with. You're gonna want to feel comfortable, like, you can't.
So, I definitely would want him to like me more.
I feel like maybe that's when it works the best. Me. Yeah, when, like, a guy is so down bad over a girl, that's like exquisite. They're not going nowhere.
Yeah, and I like him. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, they're just like, hey, I think that's like a,
he needs to feel that way about me. Okay,
yeah. But not in like a weird defensive, I'm gonna lose her at any moment over.
No,
way, like, but it's in like a,
like, I will stutter a little bit when you speak to me and like break eye contact. That's my favorite game to play at the casino when I'm like serving people and I like stare into their eyes and then they're like,
like, oh, that's bold.
That's so fun for me.
That's bold. I think the perfect example of this, and you, I really wish you would have watched last season, but Marco and Hannah from last season. Marco gives off like, you see him and like you have that first like introduction to him and you think he's one way and then you are absolutely wrong. He is the biggest lover boy down bad over a woman man that I have seen on Love Island history, and he loves Hannah. Like, he loves that girl. And they'd even brought it up on After Sun, where he is, like, he's way more into her than she is to him. And she loves Marco, right? Like, they've been together for over a year now. Like, she loves that man. But, like, you could just tell. There's, like, a little inkling of something that's just, like, a little bit, like, pathetic is not the word, but just, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like, I do, because I've had that happen to me one time, and I got a little taste of it, and now I just fear cannot go back. I cannot like somebody more now than they like me after that happened. And that is the way to be, ladies. Do not settle.
Find a Marco. I wish you would know who, like, I would, like, I was talking about, because it's just so transparent to see. Like, he is definition of down bad, and I hope they make it forever, personally. Those are kind of the couples who make it forever. Tommy and Molly Mae.
Yeah.
He was for sure, like, she obviously, like, the
she
girls
liked him,
like the guys, but like,
yeah, they had like bad sparkles in their eyes, like,
yeah, when the guys this have like my heart eye emojis over the girls that they're interested in, like, you could just see it. Like, it's just like Cordell when he was talking to Serena.
Yes. Have you ever had anybody feel that way about you, Jordan? And like, you can clock it.
No.
You will. It'll happen one day.
I love the way you said that so confidently. That's like,
because you're like so great. Are you joking? Look at you. You're stunning. And your personality is great, addictive, if you will. And I know it'll happen because look at you. But I've had it happen to me, and it is a great feeling, but it is a high that you will chase. Unfortunately, I'm not gonna say on camera who it was, because it's way too obvious, but I know that if I ever,
well, you could say
this man walking down the street, no, I'm not gonna cut it, you know who I'm talking about, if I ever see this man walking down the street, or if he ever saw me, I know that he would just like bow at my feet and be like, oh my god.
The definition of like drink someone's bathwater, which I always thought was gross, but someone would do.
Absolutely. There's some absolutely
freakies out there. No, never experienced that, but it's okay.
It'll happen.
You know what? There's so many people who are still single. You know what I mean? Like, we're all, I take solace in the fact that there are a lot of people who are still single who are my age plus. And they're killing it. And they look great. And then they find love.
And we're killing it. We're great. We're beautiful. We're single.
We're single. We're ready to mingle. I am. Randy's not.
I dabbled a little bit.
Dabbled? I don't know. Yeah. Hit me up on Raya if you're on there.
How do I get on Raya?
Is it a better selection there? I got on Raya by a fluke. I'm telling you right now, absolute fluke. Like, the way I got approved in like 48 hours, like, out of nowhere.
Me putting in my application.
Like, I have zero social presence. I'm not like a content creator influencer.
But you're beautiful. Look at you.
Because I hit my glow up, right?
That's crazy.
So I had posted, me and Randy went out this weekend with a friend, and I had posted it just like some pictures from the night or whatever, and someone that I knew had commented, and they said that glow up with a bunch of fire emojis. And first of all, I hid that comment so fast, but secondly, that is so rude. Like, I know, bless them, I know this person and I love them, and I know they meant nothing but good intentions, and they meant it so well, but like, you straight up just called me ugly. Like, damn, Jordan, in college you were rough. Like, literally,
like,
is what
it's like when my grandma comments on my Facebook pictures, I have to hide all of them because she's like, you're so beautiful, but like, that's a lot of cleavage. Like, girl, should be quiet.
Yeah,
you didn't have to say it.
I was like, it's rude. Like, you could think it. You could think that.
You
like,
were thinking damn. It.
Like, you could really think that. You could just be like, wow, Jordan, you look so good. Or like, what? You know what I mean? But damn, like, not to out me as like the Loch Ness Monster in college is crazy.
I think that you just overthought that the Loch Ness Monster is crazy.
Yeah. Anywho.
Yeah. Jordan and I will be still posting. Obviously, we're not going to be posting about Love Island until August 19th.
So August 20th or 21st is when you'll hear from us.
So until the reunion. And we will just be on here talking about regular, degular things, playing some games. You can actually get to know us and how funny we are, and not just through Love Island.
Insert cheer noise. Yeah, it'll be it'll be a time. We are quite funny people. One thing, and we have like a running list of stuff we're just going to talk about, but like one thing I geek out on and nerd out on, which is probably not Randy's favorite like suggestion.
It's funny. I like it, but it's just Jordan's thing, and so I will let it continue to be Jordan's thing.
Wait, do you know what you're talking about?
Reddit?
No.
What were you saying? Was it not Reddit?
I do, however, love Reddit. Like, I do. I love Reddit. So, you know, there'll be times where I'll just bring up a story I've seen on Reddit. But personality test. I love a good personality test. And I like...
Oh, that's fun. I'm down for that.
And I would love to go through results of...
Which ones?
Well, there's a lot. There's so many.
I know. That's why I'm like, hmm.
Yeah, the one I'm like going through right now currently, because I just talked about it at work, is the Enneagram, which I'm a big fan of the Enneagram, but they just sent me like, I just took a test and they sent me like a 20 plus page write up of like my
type. Ooh, actually send me that. Send me the link. Mm-hmm.
To the test or to my results?
Maybe to the test first.
Okay.
And then we'll swap results.
Yeah, I will have to find it. It was one that was like sponsored through work, so like you would have to pay for it. I don't know how much it is.
It's okay.
But I think it's worth it. Like, I think it's really fun. So, anyways.
So, that's a wrap on Love Island. And our last time exiting the villa.
And that's until next time. And then we end it with fuck!
Toodaloo. I took her to the island. Little shorty, she be wildin', yeah. Cause I always got a smiling, she can't stop. Yeah, I always got a smiling, she won't stop. Baby took me to the island.